Work of the residential building going up next to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn is stalled indefinitely after builder Skanska terminated its contract with developer Forest City Ratner. WNYC's Janet Babin reports how they got to this point.
When Atlantic Yards was first announced a decade ago, there was a celebration. Brooklyn was getting a new arena and a basketball team. Developer Bruce Ratner took the stage with then-Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Thank you. Overwhelming. Very nice.
But even at that early news conference, the community had questions about housing.
Make no mistake about it.
And Bloomberg made a promise.
There will be an enormous amount of housing in this complex, and it will be across the spectrum of people who need housing.
6,400 plus apartments, more than a third of them with regulated rents. To reach those ambitious numbers, Forest City said it needed a game changer, a way to lower costs. At a Municipal Arts Society summit last year, Forest City Ratner CEO Marianne Gilmartin said after years of research, the company had found an answer.
Following extraordinary R&D, we identified a modern means of construction without compromising the integrity of the building, namely high-rise modular.
High-rise modular, a system where hundreds of steel modules could be assembled at a factory at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and then stacked like blocks at the site. The first building was supposed to be completed by July, but only 10 of 32 stories are finished, and the tower's on hold as Forest City and the construction company battle it out in court. In court papers, Skanska blames Forest City for design errors that it said could affect how parts of the building are lining up and may cause leaks. Julian Bowron is head of the Toronto-based modular design firm Vectorblock. He says he walked around the building this summer before the contractor outlined these issues in court documents.
You could already see this problem emerging, and that was when the building was only at about the fifth floor. So you would see a facade panel that would be an inch or so to one side, and then the next floor up, the facade panel would be a further inch to that side.
Bowron says he doesn't know why this is happening or who's to blame, but he says there are ways forward.
Unbuilding the building and then putting it back together again accurately might be one of the potential solutions.
Instead of that costly fix, Bowron has his own answer, his rival modular building system. He asked Forest City to buy it, but the company refused. A spokesman for Forest City said Bowron is using the media to sell his product and that no professional would claim to inspect an incomplete building, though Bowron admitted he only did external observations. Forest City says the housing tower's issues have nothing to do with its design and are instead the fault of Skanska's incompetence in implementing the plans, which Skanska had months to review before signing onto the project. Skanska says it tried to get Forest City to address design issues, but the company took no responsibility for fixing them. At 32 stories, the Barclays Tower has raised questions about just how tall you can build using modular design. But Tom O'Hara, with Brooklyn-based modular fabricator Capsys Corp., says it's unfair to blame the technique.
People are saying, oh, well, inherently, there must be something wrong with the delivery system of modular. Well, there isn't.
Forest City agrees. In a statement, CEO Marianne Gilmartin said it stands behind modular and is vowing to complete the work. The state's Empire State Development Corporation said in an email that it's monitoring progress on construction of the building and looking into any potential leakage. With winter on the way, Forest City has affixed a temporary roof onto the structure that ostensibly would prevent leaks. For now, an idle crane hovers high above the half-built tower like a judge, a reminder that some promises can be very hard to keep. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
A disclosure, Forest City Ratner Chief Executive Marianne Gilmartin is a board member of the New York Public Radio Board of Trustees.